Magical Mofos and Badass Bitches, and welcome back. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As some of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I discovered tarot when I was still in grade school and started working more closely with it over the past couple of years, including creating and hand illustrating my own deck, The Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, which is officially launching October 30th at the Ace Hotel in Manhattan. Check out badassbitchestarot.com to buy a deck or to RSVP for the event. You can also RSVP at the Ace Hotel's website. So we're now halfway through the month of October and heading toward our first quarter moon in Capricorn on Tuesday, October 16th. The moon's light will continue to grow until the full moon in Taurus on the 24th. This month has been brought to us by the letter F, aka the Fool, representing new beginnings and soul connection to the universe, and Three of Wands, which brings in clarity and birth of a dream after a journey of the body or mind. And these two work really well together because Three of Wands is kind of that journey, that pivotal point that allows you to kind of start and jump into that new period, and the Fool literally is that brand new beginning for you. So for more in-depth info on these and how they relate to October, you can go back to episode 11 with the October overview. Now for the card of the week. Okay, Six of Wands. So the OG card in the Smith Rider-Waite shows a man wearing a celebratory wreath around his head, riding a white horse through a crowd of cheering people. The wand that the rider is holding also has a wreath tied to it. So this is kind of emphasizing his success and achievement. He's proud of this accomplishment, and it's also being cheered and applauded by the entire crowd. In the Badass Bitches Tarot deck, this is Lisa Vanderpump, restaurateur, author, actress, and infamous Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. She's riding in with Jiggy, her adorable pom, on her horse to fans waving and paparazzi's cameras flashing. The message in this card, however, warns that you shouldn't get too addicted because the limelight is fickle. So the card's message really makes sense for the first quarter moon in Capricorn this Tuesday the 16th. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and that means Capricorn is all about structure and discipline. And this waxing moon asks us to put the discipline into our intentions of what it is we are really seeking and be clear about that and continue to do the work to receive it. In doing that, we're likely to get the Six of Wands win. So like the yes, the success, you know, but we need to use the discipline to continue to focus on work on these moments and know that the wins merely serve as a friendly reminder from the universe that yes, we're going on the right path. So this week, look for a successful presentation at work, great feedback from a boss, a successful new contact or client, and celebrate it, enjoy it, but continue to keep your eyes on the prize. I know that this is the case with my new tarot deck, and I want to continue the hard work, clear intention, all the fiery wand vibes throughout October to keep the momentum. So when you get that win or that awesome moment, like celebrate it, but also be like, yes, I'm on the right path, let's keep it going. And speaking of sexy, fiery wand witches, I have the most amazing guests. You requested them back. One of the all-time favorite guests of the podcast, celebrity stylists and vloggers, the Wanderlust Girls. Hey guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh my god, so since you guys are dialing in and you're not here to hear the intro, I just want to tell you that I played the Hocus Pocus witches singing I Put a Spell on You as your intro to the interview today.
I wish that was our intro like everywhere we went.
So yeah,
we need a Halloween soundtrack for like...
Oh my god, I think that needs to happen. So as I was saying earlier in the podcast, you know, everyone knows this is my favorite month as all of your followers and fans know that it is the month of Wanderlust Girls. So what have you guys been up to in terms of Halloween prep this October?
So mostly we've been doing a lot of Halloween themed photo shoots. If everybody checks out our Instagram at Wanderlust Girls, we shot with a wolf this week in the woods. We did a modern day Little Red Riding Hood, and it was the most epic thing we've done, I'd say, this year.
Okay, that was my favorite photo of you guys ever. Is that a real wolf? Like, I was so excited / terrified by that photo shoot.
Yeah, it was, it's a wolf dog, so it's part wolf, and the woman who owns it is a dog trainer, so...
He was so sweet, like, kissed us the whole time, very well trained.
That is incredible. Those were, yeah, beautiful photos.
Yeah. And for the Halloween season, we just got a new dining room table made. That's a coffin table, which is pretty amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah. Did you guys, I know I saw pictures of it. Did you guys post those or was it just in the story? Because that needs to be a whole photo shoot just of, like, I don't know, you guys laying naked on that table or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God. Amazing. So what was your best? I know you guys have had, I mean, my current favorite now is definitely the Red Riding Hood with the wolf that you just posted. But what was your best Halloween costume or photo shoot of all time?
Ooh, that's so tough. We like to dress up a lot.
Yeah, we try to do a few every October.
One of my favorites was definitely the zombie Playboy bunnies. That one was so much fun. We just, like, we got all ready and we looked like Playboy bunnies and we were like, something's missing. And then we're like, blood! And we put blood all over us.
That was incredible.
Yeah, that seems really appropriate this year, too, with the reintroduction of the Playboy Club in New York City. It's coming back to life.
I feel like you guys need to come, yeah, and wear those costumes. Didn't one of you, like, dance for Katie Couric and when you're in that costume that night?
Yes, we... And I think it was actually a couple days before Halloween, so we ended up at a restaurant, only ones dressed up. I was pretty tipsy, and Katie Couric was sitting waiting for her table, and I literally approached her and danced for her in my zombie Playboy outfit.
That was one of my favorite Halloweens. I've had so many with you guys, but that was definitely one of my favorites. So, because I am doing a lot of events reading throughout New York this Halloween, most of it's, you know, I usually have a crazy elaborate costume, and I'm basically just going to be wearing my weekend attire every day, which is like sexy witch. So, I was going to ask you guys this, because you have, that's clearly your daily attire as well. In terms of, and we've talked, I think, in the last podcast a little bit about, like, past life identity. So, in a past life pop quiz question, were either or both of you ever told that you were witches in a past life by, like, a psychic or a past life regressionalist?
Yeah, actually, we've gotten read and no one had told us that we were a witch, but I did get a reading done, a psychic reading, and she did say that I was a witch in a past life.
Yes, I had been told so many things, like literally Marie Antoinette, like things that resonated but were crazy. And it was recent. It was a shamanic healer and regressionist that I worked with in September. And she had said, do you feel that you've had problems with your throat your whole life, whether that's like, you know, strep throat, sore throat? And I was like, definitely as a child, I struggled with that. And then asthma throughout my life. And I thought that was just like a throat chakra, which also makes sense issue. But she was then saying, she's like, I keep feeling and seeing you like literally hung as a witch in, you know, in a past life. And she said that I was persecuted for healing people, and that was misconstrued as, like, you know, evil demonic witchcraft, but I was actually a healer and I was hung for that. And I was like, yeah, for sure, I bet you two were in that coven. Hopefully you survived.
Oh my gosh. Scary. Yeah, and we also we got our past lives read just briefly at an event, but they were pretty funny, so we have to mention it. I'm Abigail speaking. I was told that I lived in the Wild West.
Oh my God, I can see that.
Which I totally believe. And they told me that I was a nun in Ireland, which makes 1,000%. So.
Oh my God, you do have such an affinity for Ireland. We spent, I don't know, a few hours of my birthday there 1 year.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Okay, well, other than, you know, the costumes, and I'm sure that as much as many of us may want a coffin table, that may not be possible for all of the listeners. I want one, like, now, and I want a Lola-sized one as well. But are there any other October tips that you guys would mention that are, like, maybe smaller rituals or things that kind of just relate to the season, any healing rituals that you guys work with or recommend that you've been doing?
Well, specifically in October, all the time, we like to keep in mind the moon phases. There are a lot of spell jars that you can do. We did the full moon spell jar that you had sent us.
Yay.
Which, you know, you go through everything on the new moon, and it's supposed to come true on the full moon. And I have to mention that when I did this, I think it was a day or two later, it's supposed to sit in the window and get charged by the moon. And a storm blew in, and my spell jar literally flew off the windowsill and shattered in my bedroom, which at first I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Like, nothing's coming true. This is a bad omen. But then I kind of like realized that maybe it was so powerful that it, it just came true right away rather than waiting for the full moon.
That is amazing. I love that story. I know, because I remember you texted me when that happened and you're like, what does this mean? And I was like, oh my God, I don't know. I'm like, it's such an intense occurrence, which of course that happened to Abby.
Of course. I was like, you've got to. Well, first of all, I had to like clean honey off my floor, which was a...
Yeah, because you put
a little bit of a pain and shards of glass, but I definitely took it in a good way.
Because you put, you know, herbs in and crystals based on what you're trying to manifest, and then at the end of it, you kind of seal it with honey as an offering. So yeah, there was poor Abby. There was honey apparently all over your bedroom because it shattered. And when you were texting me and sending me pictures, I was like, oh my God, I'm literally the worst witch. Like I, because I sent this to you guys, and I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm glad to hear that it actually just manifested quicker. That makes me really happy to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we definitely love doing spells and then staging for sure. We love to stage every new season, and although we do tons of other types of rituals, love to, we always charge our crystals.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that that's, I mean, in the, we just had the new moon and we're going into a quarter moon on Tuesday the 16th. So I think that's always good to kind of throughout work with that. So I'm glad that you guys do that too. In terms of like back to tarot, one of the things I was talking to some of my friends here and people that I'm kind of teaching intro to tarot with is that for people that like are new to it and don't necessarily have all of the cards memorized, I like to play kind of games to teach it. And like one example is I'll play like the card game War, and then when you deal it out, defending which card should win, right? Like, okay, this one's more powerful and this is why. And it kind of helps you learn the cards as you're working with them. And that was one thing like I kind of learned when I, you know, when I was learning as well, as I would make up these kind of weird little games. And I think that's why it resonated with me on such I don't know, like an easier level. It was almost like learning a language when you're young versus as an adult, because I had these weird ways of learning it. And another one is one of our favorite immature old school games, Marry, Fuck, or Kill, which I've actually heard recently, like the G-rated version, which we all know my podcast is not G-rated. I guess like the G-rated kids call it Marry, Do, or Die. But either way, I wanted to play this with you guys because we've played this, you know, immaturely in our past with celebrity or people examples. But in the tarot version, okay, Marry, Fuck, or Kill, the Devil card, the Death card, or the Hermit? What would you guys choose for those three?
Well, we would say definitely that we would marry the Death card because we see that as like a rebirth, but also because it's so cool.
Yeah. Of course, that's what you pick, of course.
We love renewal, and if that's something that we can keep as a consistent in our life, we love change and transition and... rebirth. So.
I think we moved every year basically in New York just because we love to redecorate.
Yeah.
And it always looks the same. It always looks like a dungeon, but yeah. We just love change in our life. So we feel like if we were to marry death, then that would be a consistent change for us.
I like that. And I love that, like, it's funny. That was the card of the week for last week. And I love that you guys like it too. As did, I had Kendrick, who's a reader on the show, and he was saying that he really loves that card. I do too. A lot of people see it and they think it's negative and they get scared of seeing it in a reading. But I totally agree with you. I think it's like rebirth and like, you know, it's just a fresh start in so many ways and shedding things that you don't need. So, okay. I'm down with that choice. It's a good choice.
And then we would fuck or G-rated version do the Hermit. because we like to think of it as having a fling with introspection. We're kind of extroverted, but there is a time and place for going within. So we definitely want that a part of our life, but not an everyday.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, and then would kill the devil.
Yeah, I would fucking kill the devil. Like, I am in the, I've said this before, I'm in the year of the devil, and it's basically like the devil card, for those of you guys who don't know, it's Whitney Houston in my deck, and it's not that I want to kill Whitney Houston, sorry, may she rest, I love you, but like it's really struggling with like self-sabotaging behavior. Like Whitney literally drowned in her own demons of self-sabotage, of addiction and you know, self-abuse. So yeah, like I hate the devil every time I get it. I'm in the year of the devil, dealing with like past demons in all sorts of ways. So no, I actually think I would choose probably the same sequence that you guys did. So awesome. Yes. Awesome. That's choice. Friends. So yeah, we could just have a big, like, we could all marry the death card, like Witches of Eastwick style, and like live happily ever after. Okay, so my last tarot related question is, there, if you guys could be any of the 78 cards for Halloween as a costume, because you guys do such incredible costumes and photo shoots, which card would you choose?
It's such a hard decision. There's
any of them would be good.
Yeah. I think if we're basing it off of who is the card, we'd probably go with the Fool, because Lola would be absolutely perfect to be for Halloween.
I love that.
So many outfit changes that we'd just have so many options.
That's amazing. I love that. Yeah, well, you know, my dream is that, like, we get to somehow commission a deck of just Wonderlust girls, and you guys literally do every single card in, like, a photo shoot of it. And then,
how amazing would that be?
I just want to put that...
photo shoot.
Yeah, I want to put that out to the universe so that then I can, like, you know, be the one, the creator of this deck, and you guys are starring in it as all of the characters of the 78, you know. So let's make that happen. Let's put that out into the universe for 2019.
Manifest.
Yeah. Amazing.
We're in.
Oh my God. Well, thank you. It was so good to have you back. I have to say, you two were one of the top rated guests from the podcast. People love hearing from you. I think that you guys really do a great job of incorporating, you know, spirituality into your day-to-day life in a really approachable, like fun and accessible way.
Yeah.
So I love having you guys on, and I miss so much having you guys in New York and this time of year. October is not the same without you guys here as well. I miss you.
Oh, we missed you too.
We wish we could come to your launch party. We're going to send a lot of cool people there, and we're going to be posting about it.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Well, I will definitely, I know we're going to have a reunion soon, but thank you so much for coming on again. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you very soon.
All right, yes. Love you.
Bye. Bye. Love you. Cheers to the Wonderlust girls, the two ladies who love October as much as I do. Check out more from them at www.thewonderlustgirls.com and at WonderlustGirls on Instagram, which I'll post in the notes to this podcast. I know most of our coming out of the spiritual closet stories have been a bit more on the comical, cheeky side lately, but I really enjoyed this one from Sandy and Red Hook. Sandy writes, "Hey Cardsy B, I love that you've added this segment. I guess mine is more of a question than a story. I meditate on a daily basis, pull a tarot card for the day, and often sage my personal space. I struggle with this when I travel and I'm sharing space with family. Do you have any tips or recommendations for this?" Sandy, that's a great question, and I think it's really important to maintain the spiritual and wellness practices that keep you balanced and grounded. If you have your own bedroom in the space, are you able to continue these practices at a specific time that others don't expect you around, like first thing in the morning or late night before bed? If not, and if you're sharing a space, is there a private room or office or even weather permitting outdoor space you can spend some time alone? Even if it's 5 minutes, sometimes just that 5 minutes of meditation, you know, a minute to pull a tarot card of the day can really be grounding. I definitely think it's worth carving out the space and time to give yourself that time and energy. Thank you so much, Sandy. I think this is something a lot of us struggle with in traveling, and probably we'll have more of these type of questions as we roll into the holiday and winter. So I think this is something we can all use. Thank you. Before we head out, to quickly recap, October is asking us to work with the energy of Three of Wands and the Fool. And this week's message is the Six of Wands. This month is an awesome time for a journey that can spike inspiration due to Three of Wands, leading us into a new beginning with the Fool. This week's message is Six of Wands. We've got a lot of fire energy this week. Six of Wands, Miss Lisa Vanderpump, is telling us a personal or professional win is on its way, showing us that you're on the right path, but don't forget to keep up the good work and continue setting the intentions for what you're seeking. Don't forget to check out Cardsy B on Instagram, get your deck at badassbitchestarot.com, and stay tuned for next week's episode. And for New Yorkers, so many awesome events coming up for the rest of the month. The Badass Bitches Tarot Deck Launch Party is going to be held at the Ace Hotel Tuesday, October 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. You can RSVP on the Badass Bitches Tarot site or at the Ace Hotel. I'm also going to be doing readings around the city, and my deck will be for sale at various new locations. Starting off with October 24th, Jurnell Soho, so check out some sexy lingerie and get a tarot deck and a free reading. Also, Bulletin's flagship store in Union Square is having a massive Halloween event on October 25th. Make sure to RSVP at Bulletin and come by for a free reading, and my deck will also be for sale there. Additionally, I will be reading at Soul Cycle. I'm doing a collab with them, super excited, Upper East Side, Halloween afternoon, and Halloween night at one of my favorite venues in New York, Beetle House, so come by for a reading. Thank you so much, and as always, stay magical AF. Thank you.